Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are discussing what took place in the courtroom with Lori Vallow Daybell just the other week, discussing it with Hidden Killers contributor, former FBI special agent Robin Dreek is with us. All the statements that were being made. There's a couple that I want to dissect a little bit. Let's start with Lori herself and her statements. Obviously, the ranting that we heard in that courtroom was that of a delusional woman, one which I think most of us were not surprised to see. I was surprised to see that she actually spoke, but once she did speak, and my mind was going, well, if she does speak, it's going to be something along these lines. She didn't disappoint. It was pretty much what I think was expected. She believes her bullshit pretty well.
Yeah, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I think that what really struck me when she was speaking and was the difference between, I mean, if you look at it, technically, you know, she ranks up there as a serial killer.
Yep.
Because she's killed numerous people. But it's not the type of serial killer that we're looking at, you know, like with the BTK killer. Boy, I can't even say it this morning.
BTK.
I know. It's a rough thing to put together those three words. Or the other type serial killings for individuals that are nothing but pure psychopathy, that are doing it for their own twisted gratification. She was really, and still is, massively rationalizing her behavior to really a huge extent and degree. I really wonder when that came in that brain, you know, because I know Chad Daybell, you know, when they get hooked up, and that's when this whole thing started. But as we've talked about before on the show, it's very challenging to go from 0 to 100. So there was crazy in that life already for a lot of years, and it finally manifested and was allowed to come out. But the rationalization that she's done surrounding the horrendous things she's done to her family members and her children, it's profound and sad.
It really is. And the depths to which she was able to go. And still, people at the hearing itself, herself in there did not seem to give anyone the satisfaction of showing emotion, of showing that she recognized any of her crimes. And I don't know that she's truly capable of doing it. I mean, this is a woman who made the statement, Jesus Christ knows that no one was murdered. She dug herself deeper and deeper into that world of delusion and what she was telling herself, all the way to the extreme of my friend Tammy Daybell, and talking about how busy she is in her work schedule in heaven, and how, oh, she's got a lot going on, and her kids are working too, apparently. And every once in a while, everybody is powwows with Jesus, and the kids are saying, hey, you didn't do anything wrong, Mom. It's all good. I mean, that's quite a hole for someone to dig themselves down into and to be so well-spoken on it, I guess.
Yeah, when you believe your own lies, I mean, I guarantee you she'd pass a polygraph on it too, because she totally believes and convicted in everything she's saying. It's her context of the world around her. And the tragedy in this is for the families that you're looking to try to relieve pain and suffering in some way, you'll never get rid of it, obviously. And one way in which you hope to do that through resolution of the court process and sentencing process is that you want to see remorse, discomfort, and pain on the individual that inflicted on you.
Yes.
They're never going to see it from her.
No. And what do you say to someone like that who so desperately is seeking that form of a piece of closure? I mean, obviously, it can only bring so much, but if you really desperately want that, but that person is not even capable of doing it, that person just needs to accept that's not a part of reality. Is that kind of what would need to be done?
Yeah, and I think in cases like that, therapy, obviously, but banding together, staying together, and supporting each other, and just realizing that stop. If you keep seeking something which you'll never receive, you're going to live a life of torment.
Yeah, no, that's.
I think you just got to let go of the fact of what you're trying to feel better by having is unattainable because the person that you're trying to get it from is incapable of delivering it. And in this case, Lori is absolutely incapable of delivering what they need to feel better.
Yeah, now without a doubt, she still faces murder charges in Arizona, which is where she's going to be extradited back to probably by the end of the year, from what we're understanding, for round two of that. Of course, Chad's trial is next year. But when we're talking about Lori facing another murder trial, is this, again, someone, I mean, I was asking it all the way leading up to this thing, after we saw her statement, is this someone who should be standing trial? Yes, people want justice here, without a doubt. But, I mean, I don't think this is an act. This is someone who's clearly disturbed and is not in the same reality as everyone else. Do we have another trial for her? Is this something where they can maybe look at some point and say, look, she's in for life. She needs mental, she's not right. Do we put her back on trial? Is this just continuing the circus?
Yeah, a lot of details that kind of flush out in that, whether you do that or not.
Yeah.
One, I think you really hit a key point there, which is interesting. Her competence to stand trial, she's deemed competent. And we've looked at other cases in the last couple of weeks as well, where we're like, wow, that person's deemed competent to stand trial.
Sure.
So good on our justice system for having a very high bar for incompetent to stand trial mentally. You know, in other words, holding people accountable for their actions, regardless of their mental state. But true, it's going to really play on the resources of governments and court systems in order to put her on trial again for most likely the same outcome. And then you got to ask the families, I think this is a great example for the families involved. You're not going to get the justice you're looking for. She's already, like you said, she's already away for life multiple times. No expectation or possibility of parole, and you are not going to feel better because she's not going to be remorseful. And so I think those are things that are going to factor in a way on this. So it'll be interesting to see what they do.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.